Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
What, this song? This is the great Bryan Adams and, like, Rod Stewart and everybody. The whole Bryan
Adams and Rod Stewart?
This was in that movie. Was it Three Musketeers in the 90s?
Oh, Jesus. I don't go
and
back that far.
And One for All.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. I do remember that. See? It was from, yeah, something.
Like Three Musketeers, right?
Yeah, I think it might have been Three Musketeers. Yeah, Robin Hood. I don't know. Why Bryan Adams? Why did you throw him out?
Earlier, I said this song popped off in my head, and sometimes when things pop off in my head, we pop them on the air.
Yeah, you're like Captain Rando.
Never mind. Live imaging Tuesday, Mason in Ireland. Don't forget, tonight at 6:30 p.m., you can hear NLDS game number one.
Yeah!
Dodgers versus the Padres. We bring you all the play-by-play, courtesy of ESPN
What's
Radio.
What's your pick, Morales?
Well, I'm wearing a Dodgers hat.
What? Yeah, but you like chaos.
How great would it be if the Padres win in five?
It's
it would
absurd.
Not be great.
It's an absurd idea that the you just want to watch the world burn.
I like chaos. It's good for radio too.
Anarchy.
Yeah, anarchy's good.
Yeah. I'm not afraid of the Padres. I think they've had a really good season. Congratulations to them. Exit stage left.
The gutty little Padres.
Pick up your
done.
Commemorative I made it to the playoffs t-shirt on your way out.
Doing a lot of Brunoisms today. I like that. Speaking of which, guess what?
What?
Sliwa, of course, his big Lakers Talk Daily, which is on YouTube every day.
Oh, I watch it daily.
Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Don't make fun.
I'm not making fun.
I was put in a meeting last week about making fun of the Lakers Talk Daily.
I do watch Lakers Show Daily.
But I think he wore his Padres hat today while recording the Lakers Talk Daily. That is an outrage.
That's not right.
He could not have done that.
I think he did.
No, he did do that. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Oh, that's out of control.
By the way, I think John's hitting the wall.
What do you mean?
I by the look you just gave me, I think you're hitting the wall a little bit.
Oh, it's going to happen. Something. No, I normally hit the wall about
You were pumping the first 2
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, no, I normally hit the wall around 6.
Here's a Red Bull.
No, give him a teaser.
I'm not drinking that.
Oh, yeah, how about a teaser? Do you want to try a teaser?
No, I have Hawaiian volcanic water at my disposal.
Put some caffeine in it, dude.
Right Mason and Ireland continues right now.
All right, thank you very much. Christopher Morales. All right, late crosstalk is going to be fascinating today. I'm excited.
So somebody just sent me a note that says there are really good tickets still available for tonight. That's a
there
little
are.
Surprising.
Somebody in the Mason and Ireland Mafia said I paid $1,500 for my seat. I did not. I paid $250 for my seat.
Yeah,
that's
still, gonna say, you still a lot of $15.
Dough. $1,500. No,
and Bill Russ says that playoff t-shirt is still available on Cappy's website. Get it, Cap.
Get it.
Get that side hustle going, man.
The Cappy Cast, yeah. He'll build an app around it, too. All right, so Ireland, I wanted to... Everybody has been doing impressions since he started going on First Take.
Yeah.
Of Mad Dog, Chris Russo.
Okay.
Among them, Keyshawn Johnson. Have you heard this?
No.
Okay. So this is Keyshawn Johnson, and it's introduced by the First Take people. Impersonating Mad Dog.
Last week we had Jamie Foxx impersonating Stephen A. And now we have Keyshawn doing a little
what?
Mad Dog Russo.
What?
And I have not seen this, so I'm
excited.
No,
I saw it before. Let's
take
hear
a listen.
Oh, Lord.
There's no way I would draft LeBron James. Why would I ever take LeBron James? Why would I do that? Well, the one thing they got to do is they got the bats. They got to hit the bats. You can't score any runs. How are you going to win any games? It's not the pitching. No, it's not the pitching and the bats. They can't. How do you expect Aaron Judge to just lead the team all the way? You can't do it. You can't just win with him.
That is.
That's
good.
A really
that's
good one,
good.
Right?
Quick,
that's a
fast.
Really good impression.
That is an excellent impression. Wow. Key. Who would have thunk?
Who would have thought? Now, there's always passion on that show. Michael Irving is one of those guys. Irvin is one of those. It says Irving on the screen. Michael Irvin is one of those guys that brings all kinds of passion to that show. And, of course, he loves the Dallas Cowboys and apparently loves Cooper Rush.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. We're going to give you some room on this bus because y'all going to come on across. You're going to come on across the water now. And we're not even at our best. Think about this. Think about that. Think about this. We got Tyron Smith. Oh, he's a coming. And they will find someone for Tyron Smith. And then you got Dak Prescott. He's a coming. He's coming. You're going to have that defense, and the quarterback going to have 300 yards passing. It's going to be simply put to bed. The Dallas Cowboys are the best team in the NFL, baby, and we are ready and we are rolling. Cooper Rush made Rush Hour 4. They had pre-produced it. They spent all this money on it, but it never made it to the big screen. Until yesterday, Rush Hour 4 hit Hollywood in the form of Cooper and Rush.
Now, let's get real. He threw for like 68 yards.
I know.
He managed the game well, but he is not a guy that's necessary. And he's winning. He's like Trent Dilfer.
You know what Michael Irvin is? He's a hype man. You ever go to boxing matches and there's some guy in the back just yelling and screaming and hyping everybody up?
Yep.
That's Michael.
You know, we were talking about Mad Dog Russo, and he's known for his rants. I'm going to read this rant that he had. Unfortunately, I can't find him saying it.
Okay.
So you do it like him.
Yeah, do it like him.
Yeah, really fast and high-pitched.
Okay, let me try. With ESPN broadcast, can we stop with the analytics? I don't care about every line drive that's 109 miles off the bat. Enough with the analytics. Let us watch the ball game. I know when the ball is hit hard. I don't need to have the speed or the exit velocity. I don't need it or what the revolution is with the spin rate. Oh, my God. You think Walter Johnson cared about a spin rate? How about Ruth? How about DiMaggio? I mean, come on. Mickey Mantle, Mays. Enough with the nonsense. Let me watch the ball game.
All right. Let me have your computer.
Okay. Leonard DiCaprio.
Yeah. The thing you missed on that
was
you missed cadence.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So it'd be more like this. With the ESPN broadcast, can we stop? Can we stop with the analytics? I don't care. I don't care about every line drive that's 100 miles an hour off the bat. Don't care. Enough. Enough with the analytics. Let me watch a ball game. I know when the ball's hit hard. I know it. I don't need to live animals. People hate no ball. I mean, left, right. I know what it is. I don't need to learn what velocity and reduction is. You think Walter Johnson can? You think he can about spin rate? How about Babe Ruth? Joe DiMaggio? Mickey Mantle? Willie Mays? Enough. Enough with the nonsense. Let me watch the damn game.
That was perfect. That was perfect.
Bravo. Yeah. Masterpiece.
Yeah. Bravo. It's
cadence. Master class.
I didn't sound like him, but it's cadence.
Oh, you were close.
No, you were close.
Leonard DiCaprio.
That was
your
right
voice
in
a little
the
bit.
Ballpark.
Enough. Enough with it. I don't care if you get any more. Enough with Briones. Well, Julio. Jorge. I can't take it. We got Kaplan selling stuff for free on the side. We got Tonato. Never shows up. Never here. Haven't seen him in 3 months. Got a bunch of rules around here. Enough. Can't take it.
Joe Kelly. I'm going to have to. Who wasn't even on the 2017 team. This is the guy that the Dodgers are going to throw out there to send a message to the Houston Astros.
Oh, God.
We got Ireland. It's Slava. Go to the strip club. Strip club, the two straightest guys there that are no fun doing what they're doing in a strip club. Throwing money away. Throwing it away. They go to a strip club, they give them $300 in here. Take it, the money, it's free. You spend $600, you lose. You lose $300, they're idiots. Can't take it.
Oh, man. Wow. That's unbelievable. And we thought you were drifting away.
And by the way...
You are now. Up. Now you're going
to. No. I would get fired, but how fun would it be if I did a whole Laker game as Mad Dog?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That'd be unbelievable.
It's a preseason game. Do it.
Give it a LeBron. Give it to him. I get Dennis Schroeder driving around talking to Schroeder. Then German. Get LeBron James. Michael. They got LeBron James. They got Anthony Davis. Wait, what's it? Matt Ryan. The quarterback for the Falcons, he done Colts, he done that Matt Ryan did get the one on LeBron. We hired Darvin Ham, they don't listen to him.
How much mythical money would it take to do just like 5 minutes of that during a game?
Oh my God, that's
or just
funny.
Even a couple minutes.
That is so funny.
Like on Wednesday, there's a preseason game tomorrow night.
Preseason game doesn't count.
Yo, we gotta
can you do
get
it? I'll give him good
no,
money.
No. We rolled on this, right?
Oh, absolutely.
We got to send it to First Take.
Oh,
send
yeah.
it to First Take. That's the merit.
We have video of it, too.
We have video of it.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, send it to First Take.
All right, they
apparently
got it.
Love
they
the
got
mockery
it.
Of Chris Russo. Mad Dog's the best, though.
I thought Keyshawn was great. Now
you
my
busted
voice.
Your voice.
Drink your volcano water.
I can't do it.
Drink your volcanic water.
I'll be back with volcanic water.
Oh, boy. He really blew his voice out on that. That is some funny-ass stuff.
Yeah. Wow. That is tough on your voice.
Yeah. He does it all the time. He does it all the time. Yeah, he's hilarious. Well, John, I think that's you should win an award for what you just did.
Well, Chris Russo gets paid like $25 million for what
you know
just
what
did.
I read that he gets paid $10,000 a day for doing First Take.
You know what we got paid? Nothing.
Nothing. We did it a few times. Got absolutely nothing for it. But I mean, who cares? It was fun doing.
Well, except that we shouldn't have done this show and First Take.
Yeah.
That was a mistake.
That was really hard. Really hard. All right. Coming up next for you, we're done with Russo for now. Coming up next for you, John, we were talking about Halloween and all that kind of stuff, scary stuff. And there is a woman who is afraid of the new Hocus Pocus 2 movie. So I'm gonna play
I didn't
that.
Even see Hocus Pocus 1.
I did not either, but apparently it's a big thing. Bergman, you've seen it?
Yeah, of course I have.
Okay.
It's great.
So there's a woman that's got a very weird take on it. We got that coming up for you. Plus, we'll dive back into Game 1 tonight, which I feel really good about. The gutty little Padres about to exit stage left. They are adorable. They're an adorable little team.
I'm going to go get some hot water and make some tea.
You really need some.
Yeah, I know.
You really
I do.
Need some.
I'll be back.
All right, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
I didn't even ask for this one.
Oh, it reminds me of the Rams.
I just played.
Hey, what'd you say?
Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, I said it.
Don't be picking on the Rams.
Come at me. Live Imaging Tuesday with Mason in Ireland. Producer Jorge with the fun there. Played a lot of Celine Dion for some reason. But
yeah,
we are 1 hour away from the sentencing to begin.
Showdown.
On Scott Kaplan. He is now texting me saying, hey.
Why is he texting you? He's here.
Well, he usually gives me a ride back to the train station in Orange County because it's on his way.
Yeah.
Or else I would have to stay for their whole show.
Did you get a, you've lost a friend, you're dead
to
me
text? No, but
he's
like, are you sure you don't want to hang out and watch the game? I'm like, no, I want to get home. I've been up since 4 a.m. But you don't have to give me a ride. I'll just stay for the late train. If we're staying anyway, I'll just take the late train home.
Right.
Because if I don't stay for their whole show, I get ripped on social media.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I left earlier and Beto started a whole war on social media about how I leave what he said was the best show. They, you know, the other shows don't deserve. It's a whole thing.
Is it?
Yeah. You know Beto. He fires it up. He got Alan Sliwa's Murphy Bed to leave Twitter last night.
How?
He gave him a hard time, and Alan Sliwa's Murphy Bed
Sliwa's Murphy Bed is a great guy.
He disappeared.
Is that Raul?
Wait, he's gone?
He's gone, and he took down the Travis and Sliwa community. So they had to create another one this morning.
He was running their community,
he was hurt?
Down?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow.
We have not gotten any comment out of Alan Sliwa's Murphy
Bed. What the hell is Beto doing?
You never know. The FBI really could have showed up at his house, too. We don't know exactly.
I mean, you know, that happened to Mason on another, the FBI? On another life. No, they had some guy that was like running from, the FBI was looking for him, and he was contributing to your show weekly.
Oh,
He just passed away, didn't he?
Did he? Now, here's the story as I remember it.
Wow, I never knew this story.
Okay, so the story as I remember, we had a regular caller. This was... Were you part of this, or was it Rick Schwartz?
It was Rick, and Rick sent me a long text. I think he just passed away. I'll look it up. Go tell the story.
So when Rick Schwartz and I were doing nights at the Mighty 690.
The old Too Much Show.
The old Too Much Show, we called it. There was a regular caller, really clever guy named Drew. And he would call all the time, and he was our favorite caller, was always funny, was always cool. And one time we did a Padres game, went to a Padres game, took a group of fans, and Drew was there.
Okay.
Later, we found out that Drew had a certain hobby, which was robbing banks. He was traveling around the Southwest and robbing banks in like Arizona and places like New Mexico. And then he still found time to call our show. Eventually, he got taken down by the FBI. And at one point, me and Schwartz were questioned about Drew because we'd seen him in person at that Padres game.
You want the epilogue?
Yes, please.
All right, so Rick, I shared this with you. I think you forgot. Rick sent me this December of last year.
Okay.
Hope you're well. Don't know if you remember the story about Drew from San Diego, who used to call me in Mason while he was, unbeknownst to us, on the FBI's most wanted list. Even filled in for me once, came to a pods game with us, etc. He served 6 years in federal prison, contacted me, did some writing for me over the years, been in my fantasy league for the last 8
Whoa!
Years or so. Didn't make changes for the last few weeks, just found out he passed away.
It is a final.
No, no. Okay. Great turnaround story. Had a good job, wife, etc.
Oh, that's nice.
Sad ending. Now for the amazing part. Hasn't lost in the fantasy league since he died on November 13th.
Wow.
Beat my team this weekend, and I lapped the league in the regular season by more than 200 points. He never made the playoffs while he was alive. Somewhere up there, he's in a sports bar laughing his ass off. We're going to send his share of the money to his wife, who has no idea.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Wow.
That was the craziest story.
Yeah.
So you had a bank robber.
We had a bank robber as a regular caller.
On the FBI's most wanted list.
Yeah, on the FBI's most wanted.
Do you think Drew
list.
Ever made a T-shirt, though, of one of your slogans without your permission and sold it?
No, he was not a profiteer.
Oh, okay, I see.
He was not a plagiarist or a profiteer.
Mason in Ireland continues right now.
I have no idea what's going to happen in 40 minutes. So Ireland and the Mason in Ireland Mafia. I haven't laughed so hard while, damn, back of my head hurts. I'm dying from this impression. Bravo, Ireland. I almost drove my car off the road. Jay Ireland, you almost made me crash of laughter. LMFAO, we need more of Mad Ireland. Mad Ireland!
Yeah, I don't know if my voice can take
it. No, it was hardcore. It was hardcore.
How does Mad Dog do that and keep his voice?
Yeah, you really did.
I kind of blew it out.
Yeah, you kind of blew it out.
Yeah, it'll come back.
It'll be back, yeah. By the way, you can follow the show on YouTube. Just go to ESPN LA on YouTube and you will find us. And you will find, can they roll back and see the entire Ireland impression or is it gone?
No, I mean, it's gone right now, but we're going to go back and cut it and
yes.
put it up on social
okay,
media
good,
so you can see the whole thing.
It's genius. And because he blew his voice out, it may never happen again.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see last night Devonta Adams shove that cameraman?
Yeah. He apologized for it right after. He said that it's not me. I shouldn't have done it. I was frustrated. And there's talk that he could get suspended, but I think you got to let people apologize. And unless the guy's hurt, I think it goes away.
He says
away.
He's hurt.
Uh-oh. Really?
Yeah, and he has filed charges against Devonta Adams.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it could have legs.
Yeah. Bergman, you said he's suing.
He's
suing
him.
Soon
yeah,
to sue, isn't it?
No, I mean, you can do it right away, right? I guess he's filing charges first.
Yeah, here's the story. Shoved to the ground by Devonta Adams after the win. Filed a police report against the NFL superstar claiming he was injured during the incident. Man went to the cops at Arrowhead Stadium at around 10:30, just moments after Adams had pushed him following the loss. Authorities tell us the man claimed he was the victim of an assault. They say he told them he suffered injuries, though they were not life-threatening. They added the man was later transported to the hospital.
Really?
Cops say they are investigating it all, and
wow.
following the completion of the probe, detectives will coordinate with the applicable city or state prosecutor to determine any applicable charges. You would imagine a lawsuit would come next.
Man, it happened really fast.
It did.
And that guy didn't look that hurt to me, but, you know, Devonta Adams makes a lot of money. So
Jacob
there you
and
go.
Ronnie's going to be here in a little while.
The clip is now on Twitter.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's up on Twitter and says, "Hey, First Take, how good is LA Ireland's Mad Dog
great.
Unleashed impersonation?"
That's great. That's great. All right, so tonight, what are we actually expecting from tonight, NLDS game number one? This, to me, is the game that the Dodgers most clearly will win.
Well, the Padres have now. What's Clevinger? Like their fourth starter?
Fourth starter because they had to play the series against the Mets.
And Urias has been great all year. ERA leader during the season. What do I expect tonight? I think maybe, I don't know, 6-4 Dodgers.
I think this feels like 7-1. I think it's going to be an easy game tonight.
Wow, I hope you're right.
Julio Urias, fantastic.
By the way, it's 7-3 Mariners over the Astros in Houston right now.
By the way, the Clevinger versus the Dodgers this year, 0-2, 969 ERA, 13 innings pitched, 16 hits, 5 home runs.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
they've teed off on this guy. Teed off on him. So it breaks really well. It's our number one starter versus a guy that we've beaten up a bunch of times. So tonight feels like a win. Tomorrow night, Kershaw versus Darvish is right.
Yeah.
Kershaw versus Darvish.
And that game's that game's an hour earlier.
Yeah, it's an hour
earlier. Tonight's at 6:30, tomorrow's at 5:30.
Yeah. Friday's also at 5:30.
Friday's in San Diego, right?
But yeah, at 5:30 also.
Okay, got it. And we'll have all of the Dodgers playoff games.
Explain what's coming up next, the Islands thing.
Okay. So we are doing a dinner for a select group of listeners at Islands. Which is one of my favorite restaurants. Islands, for locations and directions, visit islandsrestaurants.com. So at an undisclosed Islands, Bergman, Jorge, and I will be having dinner with a group of listeners. Great burger, fries, ice cold beer, some FaceTime, some personal time. We'll hang out a little bit at Islands. We're doing that on Thursday night?
Thursday night, yeah.
So you and a guest can join us on Thursday night at Islands if you can play and win a stupid little game that we've been doing for the last few weeks, Real or Fake Island. So jump on the phones, 877-710-ESPN. Again, this is dinner with me. I can't imagine. Dinner with me, Jorge, and Bergman. What a fun night. That's
all anyone could ever ask.
Exactly,
for.
Exactly. 877-710-ESPN. We'll play the stupid little game. You can use Ireland as a resource.
See.
If you really need to. So we'll do that coming up next. Start with caller number 7, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Little Seals and Crofts.
Absolutely right, homeboy.
What
Live Imaging Tuesday.
Where is it? What?
Mason in Ireland. Well, we have to end with a little Yacht Rock. We've done Celine Dion, Bryan Adams. Yacht
Celine
Rock's
Celine Dion, Bryan Adams, and Yacht Rock.
Yacht
my
Rock's
God.
Our Tuesday tradition, me in Ireland, my bestie.
What did I do wrong in life to wind up here?
How long
Morales.
You got?
Yeah.
See the sign? On YouTube?
Profiteer!
Searches ESPN LA on YouTube. That's right, the Profiteer, Scott Kaplan, the rat, is in the building.
God. Is he taking this well?
I don't think so.
Oh, good.
He's still texting.
I hope not.
The Profiteer is here.
Yes,
and don't miss Super Crosstalk coming up in about 25 minutes. And then at 4:15, the sentencing begins on Shinano and Kappa. Don't forget, 6:30 p.m. tonight. So basically, you can leave the car, in your car. Leave the radio on 710. As I like to say, don't touch the button, yo.
Yeah.
Because at 6:30, we bring you NLDS game number one, Dodgers-Padres, courtesy of ESPN Radio.
Exciting.
Yes. Big night. Big night.
Mason in Ireland continues now.
All right, so Thursday night, we're taking some listeners to dinner at Islands. We love Islands. For locations and directions, visit islandsrestaurants.com. So once again, John, I have pulled together a list of names. Some of these are real islands, and some are islands that I totally made up.
Okay.
And you'll see a theme as we go along.
Okay. Let's start with Nacho in Whittier. Hey, Nacho.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Sup, Nacho?
I'm right here, heading home, ready to watch the Dodger, baby.
Nice. All right, here we go. So we're going to do dinner Thursday night. You could be there, man. I'm going to give you a list of islands. You tell me if they're real or fake. They're either a real island or I totally made them up, and you can use Ireland as a resource, okay?
All right, Nacho, let's go.
Nacho, number one. Santa Croce Island. Santa Croce Island.
False. Not, doesn't exist.
That is absolutely correct. That is my mom's maiden name, Santa Croce.
Okay.
Number two. Sicily. Real or fake?
What's number two? I couldn't hear that.
Sicily.
Sicily. Nacho. Is that an island?
That's in Italy. It exists.
Correct. All right, here we go. Musgrove Island.
False.
Correct.
True.
Darvishland Island.
False.
Correct. Sotoramo Island.
False.
Correct. The Isle of Manea.
You need help?
Go to Ireland if you need help.
I need help, Ireland.
No. Manea is a starting pitcher for the Padres. He made it up.
There you go. I was going to say no anyways, but I wanted a backup from Mr. Bruin.
All right, last one. Kauai.
True.
Exactly. Way right.
To go,
nice
Nacho.
Job, man.
Nacho,
where'd you find that?
Yeah,
that's from Nacho Libre.
Yeah, Nacho Libre. Okay. Hey, Nacho.
Nacho!
Thanks for calling in. We're going to see you at dinner Thursday night at Islands, okay, man? We'll hang out.
All right, hang on. He's on line one, Greg.
All right. Yeah, all Padre Islands. All Padre Islands. There is no Isle of Manea. Who I don't even think is going to... Manea won't even start a game for him. He's a starter.
Well, didn't
the
Dodgers
season.
Light him up
yeah, they
during
him
the
up.
Regular season?
They lit him up. So if they were going to throw him one night, it would have been tonight. Instead, they're throwing Clevinger, who the Dodgers have teed off on as well. Tonight's game one, NLDS and Dodgers-Padres. It'll be Julio Urías making the start. The lineups are out. What's interesting is the Padres do not have Josh Bell in the lineup.
Why do you think?
I don't know. Bergman, do you have any idea why they don't have Josh Bell in the lineup? Bergman's taking down information.
Okay.
I don't know why Josh Bell would not be in this lineup. But he batted cleanup during the Mets series. He's
hit
not
big,
out there.
Hit a big home run in the deciding game.
Yep. And not there. Not there. Hmm. So it'll be an interesting night. I mean, the thing that
it's probably all matchup based. You know, so they're probably looking at numbers and seeing how he hit during the season and all that good stuff.
What's that? Do you have any idea why Josh Bell is not in the lineup?
I don't know why. I think it's just because Trent Grisham has been playing really well.
By the way, Trent Grisham is great, and he made a couple of catches during that Mets series that are gold glove caliber catches.
He's won
so
a couple
maybe
gold
that's,
gloves.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
And so they moved Will Myers to first base, and Josh Bell's not playing, who has not been hitting very well.
And you know what? How about this? Trace Thompson, left field, game one, NLDS. How about
a guy that?
That
was out of baseball earlier this year?
And I love him in the outfield. I mean, if you think about it, Mookie, Bellinger, Trace Thompson, you have got an elite defensive outfield. Those guys will be able to go get it anywhere they hit it. So I think that's one of the strengths of the Dodgers is their defense. JT, by the way, is a DH tonight, which is also interesting. I think that those top four hitters are always going to be – actually, top five hitters are always going to be there. You're always going to get Mookie, Trey, Freddie Freeman, Will Smith, and Max Muncy. And then afterwards, Roberts and Friedman and those guys will mix it up a little bit. But I think we're going to see that on a night-to-night basis. Tonight, obviously sold out. There are still – you can still get into that park. You can still get into Dodger Stadium if you're going to do it right now, if you go to the secondary market. And it's not super high get-in price. You can get in there for less than $100. Tonight would be a night to sneak out to the ballpark, maybe game one. You can get in for as little as $67.
Really?
Yep. You can get into the Dodgers playoff game tonight. Not great seats, but probably better seats than the auxiliary press get.
Yeah, but $67 is a deal.
$67 is great for a playoff game. Absolutely. And I'm just going to sit there like a fan. Sit there like a fan. What's weird is, I don't know, Ireland, I'm going to be sitting there by myself as a fan. I bought a seat just for myself. I don't think I've ever gone to a baseball game as a fan by myself.
Yeah, but you won't be by yourself. You'll be with 60,000 screaming that is other Dodger fans.
That is so, correct.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think about it that way.
We got it covered for you. Slee was going to wear his Padres hat tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So sad. So sad. Travis will be there. We'll be all over the series for you. And of course, we got the game coming up for you tonight at 5:30 as the Dodgers face the gutty little Padres, the Pod Squad.
You're not taking them seriously.
You're right. I'm not taking them seriously at all. It's not enough. It's not taking them seriously at all. Like, I worry about the Braves. I don't worry about the Padres. I know what we do to the Padres. We're 14-5 against them during the regular season.
Yeah, what you got to worry is about one of those five showing up.
Yeah, watch Clevinger get teed off on tonight. Yeah. Just teeing off on Clevinger.
I'm taking the Kobe Bryant approach. I'm not even entertaining anything about those guys. I'm just dialed in.
I say...
Yeah, you are
straight to the World Series! Straight to the World Series! There it is. No, I feel like... I've got 20,000 mythical... What's that?
Is cake? Cake?
I want my cake! It's a piece of cake this year. I am as confident in the Dodgers as I have ever been about any team that we have covered.
Wow.
They are so much more dominant than everybody else in baseball. And I know it's not a 0% chance that the Padres win, but it's a low probability that the Padres win.
Well, and the things around them are going well. For example, the Braves went down today.
Yes.
The Astros look like they're going down today. So if the Dodgers could win and win quickly,
yes, it
could put them in a pretty advantageous position.
All right. Coming up now, I want to ask Jacob Imrani, who's going to play Game of Games with us, about that Davante Adams thing, which is an interesting legal question.
Yeah, I don't know.
That Jacob is going to be expert at. And we got a game coming up for you. It is my game today. Let me see. It's called Size Matters. Bigger,
really?
Faster. Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
That's coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
And it is Game of Games time. Jacob Imrani joins us now. He plays every Tuesday or so. Jacob, how you doing? How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Tuesday's become my favorite day because I get to hang out with you and John.
Nice.
Excellent.
Well, we've got a legal question we want to ask you coming up. But first, we're going to play Game of Games. And by the way, you can always watch the show on YouTube. Go to YouTube and search ESPN LA, and it will pop right up. All right, let me see what this game is. Here we go. I wrote this last night. Okay, here's the game. The game is called Size Matters. I'll give you two things. You tell me which one is bigger. Which one is bigger? Okay.
All right.
So, Ireland, will you do the honors?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Here we go. What's heavier, the World Series trophy or the Stanley Cup? World Series trophy or Stanley Cup? What weighs more? Jacob.
I would say the World Series trophy.
Ireland.
I agree with Jacob. World Series trophy.
World Series trophy. Bergman.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup's really light. World Series trophy.
Jorge?
Stanley Cup.
Jorge takes the points.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Swag. The, Stanley Cup. The Stanley Cup weighs 34.5 pounds. 34.5 pounds. So that is heavier than the World Series trophy. Okay, here's number two. Number two, what's bigger in square mileage, Delaware or Connecticut? What's bigger, Delaware or Connecticut? Ireland.
Connecticut.
Bergman.
He was so serious about it. Connecticut.
So Jorge.
Delaware.
And Jacob.
I'm going Connecticut.
You guys are all wrong. It's Delaware.
Delaware. Hey. Oh, Jorge.
It's two for
two,
Jorge.
Baby. Jorge got it.
Jorge, you
two
got
for
it?
Two. Yes,
two for
did.
Two. Yeah. All right. There you go. Number three. Who had more strikeouts for the Dodgers this season, Clayton Kershaw or Tyler Anderson? Clayton Kershaw or Tyler Anderson? Who had more strikeouts, Bergman?
Anderson.
Let's go to Jacob.
Anderson.
Ireland.
Anderson.
Jorge.
Anderson.
Anderson carries the day. It was close, though. Anderson struck out 138, and Kershaw struck out 137.
All right. Jorge is up two, so make him go first.
Okay. Who's taller, Halle Berry or Salma Hayek? Who's taller, Halle Berry or Salma Hayek? Jorge.
I'll go with my people, Salma Hayek.
Okay. Let's go to Jacob.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. Ireland.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. Bergman.
Halle Berry.
The correct answer is Halle Berry. She is 5'5". Salma Hayek is only 5'2". Wow.
I've seen them both in person. Sure.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Salma Hayek must be a miniature type person.
She's little.
Jorge's lead down to one.
Okay. What weighs more, Rams left tackle Joe Noteboom or Rams right tackle Rob Havenstein? Who weighs more, Notebook or Havenstein? We start with Jacob.
I will go with Havenstein.
Ireland.
Noteboom.
Bergman.
Noteboom.
Jorge.
Havenstein.
The correct answer, Havenstein.
Yes. Oh, so it's Jacob and Jorge. All right, so it's Jacob four. Or I'm sorry, Jorge four, Jacob three, Greg and I two each.
Okay.
How many are left?
I've got one, two, three, four left.
All right, make Jorge go first.
Okay. Jorge, who is taller, Tom Cruise or Dustin Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman.
Okay. Jacob?
Tom Cruise.
Ireland?
Boy, I've stood next to both of them, and neither one of them are tall.
It's close.
Yeah. I'm going to go Tom Cruise.
And Bergman.
Yeah, I'm going Cruise.
The correct answer, Tom Cruise. He's 5'7". Dustin Hoffman's 5'6".
All right, Jacob, did you get that one?
I did.
Okay, so, and Jorge, you missed it, right?
Yeah.
All right, so, Jorge and Jacob are tied at four. Greg and I have three each.
Okay.
Close.
Number seven, which weighs more on average, the African elephant or the Asian elephant? Southeast Asia and India. African elephant or Asian elephant? Who's leading?
Jorge.
Jorge.
And Jacob, they're tied.
African elephant or Asian elephant, Jorge?
Asian elephant.
Jacob.
I'm going to go African elephant.
Ireland.
Well, so I can't catch them because they split it. I'll go African elephant.
Bergman.
I'm going to go with Jorge and the Asian elephant.
Correct answer, African elephant.
Boom, Jacob.
As big as 8,000 pounds, Asian elephants as big as 5,400 pounds.
Okay, so now, Jacob 5, Jorge 4, Ireland 4, Bergman 3.
Wide open. Oof. Two more. Who had more rebounds last year? Damian Jones, who was playing in Sacramento, right?
Yeah, part of them.
Or Patrick Beverley? Who had more rebounds, Damian Jones or Patrick Beverley? Who should I start with? Who's leading?
You start with Jacob.
Jacob.
I am going to go with Patrick Beverley.
Patrick Beverley. Ireland.
I don't know why you would put these two guys in there if it wasn't Patrick Beverley. I'll go Patrick Beverley.
Okay. Bergman?
I got to catch up, so Damian Jones.
And Jorge?
Damian Jones.
Correct answer. Damian Jones.
Oh, you tricked us.
I totally set you up. Oh. I totally set you up.
Okay, so that was Greg and Jorge?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so now everybody's in it. Jorge, 5. Jacob, 5. Greg and I, 4 each.
Woo.
Okay. Wow. So make those two guys go first.
Okay.
This is the last one?
Last one.
Do you have a tiebreaker?
There is a tiebreaker, okay. Yeah. Which movie made more money worldwide? Anchorman or Field of Dreams? Two of my favorite movies. Anchorman or Field of Dreams. Which one made more money worldwide? We will start with Jorge.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. Jacob.
I got to go Anchor.
No, you can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want.
Because you're tied.
You're tied.
So and there's a tiebreaker. So go with that, whatever you think is the right answer.
Okay, I'm still going to go with Anchorman.
Anchorman.
So we're out, John.
Right. But I'll just answer it. I think it's Anchorman.
Bergman?
I think it's also Anchorman.
Yeah, it is Anchorman. It was close. Anchorman did $90 million. Field of Dreams did $84 million. And that means Jacob wins.
Jacob and Ronnie back on the winning track.
Wow, Jacob.
After last week.
Nice. There we go.
Good job, Jacob.
Thank you.
So let's do the tiebreaker just for fun because I think it's interesting. What is the tallest building in the world is called Burj Khalifa. It is in Qatar. How tall is it in feet? You just got to get close. It's not closest without going over. Jacob, you want to take a shot? Tallest building in the world in feet.
1,000 feet.
1,000 feet. Ireland.
Tallest building in the world in feet. I'm going to go 1,900 feet.
1,900. Bergman.
1,373.
Yeah, very precise. And Jorge.
1,775.
You guys are all weird. The correct answer, 2,717 feet. Oh. For reference, the tallest building in the United States is One World Trade Center, 1,776 feet.
Okay, so let's get to to the question about Davante Adams. Yeah. So did you watch Monday Night Football last night?
I did. I was watching it.
End of the game. Davante Adams is frustrated. He's walking off the field, and some cameraman or a guy holding audio equipment walks in front of him, and Davante, in a fit of frustration, pushes the guy down. Okay, and he fell backwards. Adams felt bad about it. He tweeted about it afterwards. He said something at his press conference. He goes, look, I pushed somebody over at the end of the game. I feel bad. I hope the guy's okay, but I just wanted to apologize. Today, it turns out, this guy is filing charges, says he's hurt, went to the hospital. If you were let's do it this way first. Does the based on those small amount of facts, does the guy have a case?
100%.
If you were representing Adams, what would you do? Tell him.
Well, I mean, the whole concept, you know, when if you're representing Adams, remember this could be both a civil as well as criminal.
Yes. Right.
Okay. So on a civil matter, it doesn't matter what Adams did, right? Basically, what he was thinking means nothing. He's injured. He's going to be paid.
Okay.
The criminal aspect of it, when it's assault and battery.
And it's on tape, by the way.
That's exactly. Yeah. And I've watched it so many times because when it happened, I just went, oh, no, please tell me you're not going to make a bad night for yourself even worse.
Right.
Right. And, yeah, well, you know, the guy just suddenly showed up in front of him, you know, so he thought, oh, someone's showing up. But you know what? What if that was a woman?
Yeah.
What if that was a woman running over?
Or a kid.
Or a kid. I mean, he would have hit his head. And where they were, I mean, those are the type of things we see. I mean, the guy just fell. He was holding a camera. It fell. There's just so many layers that I've done with
this. Right, and he went to the hospital. He said, I mean, he popped right back up, right? But he went to the hospital afterwards, and you deal with this all the time.
And I will tell you, this whole thing about popping back up, I deal with thousands of cases where people fall and hit the ground and they pop back up because they're embarrassed.
Right.
That has nothing to do with
they could still be injured.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Okay. 100%. Interesting. So he's going to pay somebody something.
100%.
Okay.
How you feel about the Dodgers?
Feel amazing.
Yeah.
I think this is the year after what happened today. You know, the people that we're looking at, they all lost. Dodgers just have to make sure that they are not taking the Padres for granted. This is the playoffs.
Yep.
Anybody can win. You got to come out and you got to put your, you know, you got to put your foot on their neck from the beginning and destroy them tonight. Win it quick. Go home, rest, and get ready for whoever's next.
Hope so.
Yeah, hope so.
Hope so. Jacob, congratulations on your victory.
Man. Thank you, guys.
Congrats.
Thank
you.
Strong
effort.
Great
to see you. Great insight as well.
Great to see you. Go Dodgers.
Go Dodgers. There you go. So I'm. Oh, and by the way, I should say, Game of Games is brought to you by Jacob Imrani. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. We will carry, by the way, tonight's NLDS game number one starting at 6:30 tonight. But first is what should be just a fascinating...
I am here. It's a bit, Jacob is an attorney. I am here to defend and represent Scott Kaplan. I think you guys are unfairly picking on Cappy.
All right. We will bring in the plagiarist and the profiteer coming up next for you in Super Crosstalk. Hit it, Ore. Brought his own megaphone.
All right, now we are. This is really a super crosstalk.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Because our friend Michael Roth is back for the second day in a row. We challenged him yesterday. He brought us hot dogs, Sonano.
I know, I heard.
And today, Michael, what have you brought us?
Well, when I was leaving yesterday, John said, hey, that was great. I love these hot dogs. But my favorite sandwich there is a fried chicken sandwich. Come back with those.
Yeah.
So this is from Ludobird at Crypto.com Arena on the main concourse from Ludo Lefebvre. This is his fried chicken sandwich. Fried chicken and pickles and a great sauce. And I think
looks like a little jalapeno.
And some jalapeno. I think there's probably even some coleslaw in there. Ooh. And they are really, John is right. This is one of our five best, offerings in the entire place.
If it's half as good as it looks, then we're in great shape.
Yeah, because those are beautiful sandwiches. Just beautiful sandwiches.
Oh, Cappy, would you like one?
Because, tonight is opening night for your LA Kings.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, stuff my face.
Yeah, and there's Amanda with napkins because apparently yesterday there was a lot of mustard and relish left all over the place.
Oh, yeah, that happens. That happens. And opening night for the Kings is tonight.
Opening night for the Kings is tonight.
And then next week I've got the Lakers
opening. Lakers-Clippers on Thursday, and the Clippers opening on Sunday as part of our doubleheader. This year we're going to hit our 250th doubleheader since we opened.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, I always love those videos of flipping the arena. It's so cool.
This is delicious.
Yeah, it's great.
Every little piece that's in there, that whether it's the slaw or the pickles. Okay. I mean, the
Michael, if I'm at a game at Crypto, where do I go?
You go up on the main concourse.
All right.
Sort of right.
You know where I sit in section 111. I go out.
Opposite. So it's
go to the other side.
It's like between 10, like right by behind 101. You go across, and it's right next to actually
right behind the scorer's table.
Yeah, on the other side. You know what? The most popular thing I think we added this year. We added two grab and go places. Bud Light and two of the Bud Light Anheuser-Busch spots. We have grab and go, so you put your credit card in like you would at one of the markets that take it.
Yeah.
You walk in, the door opens for you. You take chips, you take drinks, you take beer if you have your ID.
Yep.
And whatever you take, there's like 100 cameras in this.
Really?
Place.
So it charges
knows who you are.
Oh,
and you
Sonano, that's the way to play it.
And
smart.
And you leave with everything in your hand. You don't have to stop to pay, and you get back to your seat even faster.
Wow.
Beautiful.
That's crazy.
Well, Michael, thank you for doing this. This is excellent.
Thank you, Michael.
It's an unbelievable sandwich. Unbelievable sandwich.
Thank you, Jillian's here. We got to get up before they ask for our food. Come on.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Jillian. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Jillian. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, guys.
Fantastic
sandwich. Boy, the brioche bun looks
so nice. It's delicious.
And that jalapeno, that bite of jalapeno.
It's like the perfect.
All right, now let's get to the bottom of this. Cap.
Yes, sir.
I know very little about this, but George,
I know very little about it also until I heard what Mason said on the way here.
I understand.
You're apparently a profiteer.
Apparently so.
All right. Now, Cap, I would follow that by saying proudly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told Mason if he came, like I say during the Laker games all the time, why not? If he wrote why not on a shirt and on the back wrote Culture Pop Podcast, I'd have zero problem with it. And then he could keep all the money for himself. What is the problem, George, you have with Cap?
It's not really about... I mean, I don't know what Chris's issue is with him, because that's separate. Our issue is... And it's not even an issue. We just thought it was hilarious.
Yes, it's a radio bit.
That he is recycling bits, basically. That he is... To me, that is at the core of this. As a radio purist, like Steve Mason is, I'm sure, the recycling of bits on different shows, it feels like... You're just using your best. You're basically giving the family heirloom to your mistress.
It does feel like that.
Yeah. Well, hey,
does it?
You got to keep her
does
happy.
It really?
No, Cappy.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not sure I understand the analogy.
Yeah.
But
it feels like that, though, anyway, right?
So you got the slogan from this show, and then you sold stuff on the Cappy Cast. Is that right?
Is this? Are we doing this right now?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Are we?
I
think we need Christopher to make it official.
Well, get him in here, Morales. Get in here.
Yeah, come on in here, Chris.
Yeah.
I want you to hold on to what exactly. I want you to say that exactly the way you just said that, though. That's important.
All right. So important,
Chris over there, no?
Morales. This is important.
Just in case war.
He stole a bit from.
No, we didn't say stole.
Oh, he
recycled,
used a bit.
Recycled
from Shadano.
Regardless,
and Cappy.
Whether it's with us or him first, the recycling of bits makes it feel like one show is not getting the full Cappy.
Cappy, I'm going to share a port there with
Go
you.
Ahead. Feel free to share my port.
I shared the port with you. What? We have to have these.
Have a chicken sandwich. Chris.
Yeah, have a chicken
help yourself.
Delicious.
Are you going to be able
you
to not have one of those?
I probably will have one. Later.
The whole thing.
So, Cappy, what the hell happened?
All right.
So why are you so bent about it?
That's the other thing. He's super bent.
And why are your eyes bent. Already red when it's 4 p.m.?
Yeah,
that's usually
your right eye especially is
really?
Pretty red.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I haven't used my drops yet. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that is a 6 p.m. thing.
Yes. Just wait. Wait till 6.
6 p.m. it explodes.
Wait till 6.
A lot of redness. Sunglasses on.
Chris, what is as far as you understand, what's the issue here?
Yeah, let me hear what the issue is.
The issue is this. On Friday, you weren't here.
Right.
You were in Idaho.
Correct.
With your daughters.
Boise.
Boise, hello. You sent us a text mid-morning and said, guys, there's going to be something in the community that I'm going to post, and you guys are really going to enjoy it. And we all went, oh, great, cool. You post the said picture 3 hours later from the airport.
Right.
Hair disheveled, sunglasses on.
Hair was a little disheveled.
Yeah, the gel had already kind of worked its way out, you know what I mean? Well, it was kind of standing up. It was very Kramer-esque.
As someone who was always fully gelled up, I'm a little offended, but go ahead.
Yeah.
You're wearing a T-shirt that
hair
says...
Hair looks great today, though.
Thank you.
Solid.
Wearing a T-shirt that says, hey, King.
Yeah.
I thought, amazing.
Uh-huh.
What a great bit. You're making T-shirts. In fact, I was so excited. I sent it to Tommy Lamb.
He did.
The head of the Fun and Games Department. I said, look at Cappy go, because I was always fighting back in the day for us to make morning show T-shirts.
Right. Right.
Great.
And how is it Cappy can sell T-shirts and we can't sell T-shirts?
Well, is there something that prohibits us from selling T-shirts?
Well, just a more of a logistics thing.
But here's the thing.
Right.
So he posts the picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going excited.
Oh, cool.
And
shirt,
I hadn't
cool
zoomed
shirt.
In on the picture to see the logo that was in said picture.
That's really cool.
So we were just excited.
Okay.
Sedano calls me. Lindsay calls me. Hell, he's got this T-shirt. How cool.
Hey, King.
That's exactly what happened.
We were really
cool.
excited.
Yeah. I still don't see the problem.
Hold
here.
On.
Oh, no, here it comes.
Then you get our listeners pregnant on the idea of this T-shirt.
Yeah.
That's a business term when you get somebody pregnant on a deal.
Yeah, it's an interesting visual, but go right ahead.
And then, bam!
What happened?
15 minutes later, there's a link to buy said shirt. Then our audience.
15% off, by the way.
Smart.
Now, wait a second.
That part was smart.
But I just have a quick question, because I just want to make sure all details here are clear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did I
push
that out?
By the way,
we're going
to do this all over again, because we've been promoting all day that we're going to do it at 4:15, right. Which is fine.
Did I push that out, or did somebody ask me? Do you recall?
Wait a minute.
No,
somebody might have asked you, but you were ready with the link.
Well, yeah, because I went into my phone and said, hey, if you're interested, here you go. Here's the link.
I mean, the link was available
the link was
fairly
prepared.
Quickly.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, that,
well, I was sitting in the airport.
But then here's what happened.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Circle of Trust, our audience, zoomed in and realized
it was the
Cappy Cast San Diego show on a logo on the shirt for a bit that was created and founded on a Live Imaging Tuesday on this radio station.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Okay. So you're saying it was founded on the CappyCast?
Hold on. You see now, this
is... Yes or no? That's a yes or no question.
It is a yes or no question.
And the answer is?
You don't have the answer.
Yes or no.
Well, I already have the answer
then
for
tell
sure.
Tell us the truth or you can't handle the truth.
What is the
Why
answer?
Why are you screaming at me?
You can't handle the truth?
This is Judgment Day.
You may not be able to handle the truth.
So give us the truth.
So the truth is that the Hey King bit did not originate here on the airwaves of 710.
Right, and that's still recycling a bit.
Okay, so now hold on a second. I have a question.
I've listened to the Cappy Cast, and I think you do a fine job. But knowing that crew...
I have not.
Yeah.
There's no way they played up the Hey King we did.
I've not heard it either.
It's a good sports show.
I saw it on TV once.
Again.
You did?
Yeah.
No issue
Cox
here.
Cox Cable in Santa Barbara, they were carrying it.
Cappy, no issue here. It's kind of your thing. However you want to present it to the public, however you want to monetize it, completely up to you.
If you have the definitive answer,
I
hate to do this to you guys, but we have been promoting 4:15.
Yeah, no, sure.
I'll save it. I'll gladly save it.
I don't think you have anything.
Oh, I have it all.
You got a pair of twos.
Not only do I have it all. It's very funny. Not only do I have it all, but I'm going to tell you this. When we get into our show, I have now spent days working with the ESPN legal department to determine whether or not we can do what you asked. You just asked.
Sell shirts?
Correct.
Well, no, there were never legalities to
And there was
it.
Not a legality
said,
issue.
We said it was logistics.
Our thing back in the morning show days was we weren't set up to be able to do that. It was never a legal issue.
No, it was never a legal issue.
So, Cappy, you're getting orders, and then you're getting big manila envelopes, and you're sticking a shirt in, and you're getting the postage, and you're mailing it yourself?
With his own personal home return address.
So
we did that with the side it had.
Yes.
And no issue.
Yeah. So very funny that you ask that, Mace, because the first time I decided to try going into the merch sales biz, I did exactly what you said. I ordered like 250 pieces.
Yep.
People would order them. And like a schmuck, I'm standing in my garage stuffing envelopes
with
T-shirts.
You're at the mailboxes, et cetera, mailing them out.
And depending on how many you bought, this is a completely true story,
depending on how many you bought, we either lost money on the shipping or we made money the shipping. If you bought one shirt, we lost. We lost all day long. If you bought more than one shirt, we at least made like a dollar on the shipping.
So what are you making on these shirts?
Okay, great question. Now, do you guys want me to keep going here, or do you guys want me to wait until we get on?
I know where you're going. It doesn't matter. The point is you took a bit that we did on this show, slapped it on a t-shirt, and then got everybody to buy in on social media and hit him with
his argument is he recycled the bit from his show to this show.
Right.
I was sitting right there that day. There's no way that bit had been done before on any platform.
1,000%. And see, this is where it's really going to bother you.
Regardless,
1,000%,
hold on,
I can prove it.
As a radio purist,
yes.
How do you feel about him recycling a bit on his mistress's show, on his married show?
I'm extremely offended.
Really?
Not only am I not offended, I applaud you for monetizing it.
We have scruples in the radio business.
We do, do we?
I would never steal a bit. I only do original bits. I never do old bits that I've heard on other shows.
Right. Right. Wait. One of them is blind power.
Oh, that's right.
Although you have recycled your old bit into just Bobcat.
Yeah, we did recycle.
But it's your bit.
That bit's been recycled six ways to
Why
Sunday.
Why don't you just call it Fast Track again?
Amanda hates that
Amanda
term.
Hates Fast Track.
Why? Amanda, it's the same game.
Amanda has to feel like she's making a difference, and so we can't call it that.
Okay, I'm going to walk out now.
Whoa. Are you kidding me?
We'll talk at 4:15.
Wow.
No.
She's making a difference?
No, Amanda would no. No.
That's great.
No, Amanda.
She just gave you the double finger.
Double bird. Yeah. Well, no, kind of like this chicken sandwich.
She was telling me I was number one. Now,
twice.
11.
Yes. Yeah, number 11, apparently. Yeah. But the point of it is, whenever you get a new program director, we have to change the show. It's happened every time.
But I mean, she's here. She's our program. She's our boss.
Correct.
That's boss Amanda.
Yeah. Correct.
But it's the same game.
Yeah,
it is
I think
it's a bit, right?
Yeah, George.
Well, how dare you recycle?
Factor Cap, Radio Tinder, Bobcat.
But specifically Fast Track and Bobcat are legitimately the exact same game.
George, I totally agree with you. And so I think, be dead honest, what happened?
Some of the other games you play at least are slightly different.
No, what I think was, like, I think, Amanda would have to say, but I think Amanda, we had Fast Track when she produced our show.
Correct.
And I think she just was sitting in her office one day and goes, man, this is a tired bit.
Fast Track.
We got to do something different. And so we just changed it.
Fast Track.
Bobcat.
I love Bobcat.
The same.
Bobcat is just so weird and random.
Right.
Do you remember what we did on the morning show? We did Fast Lane. I did Fast Lane with Keyshawn and LZ.
Fast Lane.
Now, speaking of LZ.
I loved that.
Hold on. Speaking of LZ, when I walked in today here to the studios, there's a giant box sitting over here.
Yeah.
Of Sedano and LZ merch.
Yes.
Now, is that something that you're now selling on a website somewhere?
No, I didn't even know they existed.
Oh, yeah, because I was about to take one of these sweatshirts. They look bomb.
So take it.
What do you mean? There's Sedano and LZ sweatshirts? Yeah.
There were shirts printed. I don't know if there were sweatshirts printed.
Yeah, I think there's like... Shirts. They're what shirts?
They're shirts.
Just shirts.
I don't know. The box is gone. Somebody took it.
Somebody took it.
Who do you think did?
Somebody stole the shirts?
Who do you think... grabbed him.
But do you know that there's a room in the back here that literally is like the graveyard of all shirts in this building?
All shirts that we've
There's probably
had.
Max and Marcellus shirts in there. Yeah. There's Max. There's Marcellus and Kelvin.
I'll
Marcellus
sell all of them.
Travis
I'll sell them
Marcellus.
All.
Marcellus and Farnham.
Give them to me. I'll sell them.
Cappy, you should go through.
Michael,
I don't
Thompson
even think that
Trudell.
Show got
Thompson
to.
Thompson and Trudell. Sure.
Yeah. Thompson and Siciliano.
Thompson and Siciliano. T-shirts.
Thompson and Willard.
Yeah.
Cappy, you should recycle the shirts and just cross out LZ's face and put your face over it.
That would actually be
a couple bucks.
Wait. No, that would be a funny thing if we just literally put Cappy's head on top of LZ and
it's
just
a good
like,
idea.
I
like,
want the dreads though.
Out.
I want the dreads. Oh yeah, there's one.
There you go. Speaking of the graveyard of old shirts.
Oh yeah.
Scott Kaplan show on 710 ESPN.
Do you not remember that?
No, I don't.
It was the evening show.
The evening
how
show.
Could right. you forget?
That was after Sliwa After Sunset.
That was magical, the Cappy.
It was actually perfect for you. It was a bunch of my like stoned comedian buddies coming over to my house and hanging out. You know?
It's like the Bill Maher
Not
podcast.
That there's anything Sliwa wrong with
it. No, that was fine.
Do we have a shirt for Sliwa After Dark or Sliwa at Sunset?
Unfortunately,
I don't think we ever did.
He hated it so much.
He really
I don't
did
think
hate
we
it.
Ever made it. And I never understood why he hated it so much.
It was such good. First of all, it's great alliteration, Sliwa at Sunset.
Yeah.
Sliwa at
he
Sunset.
Didn't like it when we asked him how many people from The Athletic were coming on every day.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
That's very funny.
Sliwa's wearing a Padres hat today. I saw.
Yeah,
the
wait, that's where he's from.
What the hell's that all about?
That's ridiculous. Know your audience, dude.
I mean,
seriously, know your. Oh, you're another one. You're another fine one to talk.
I mean, yeah. Am I really? Like, I mean, these guys so badly want me to be like this passionate Padres fan.
Passionate
not
Padres?
Even close.
I asked.
I mean,
no,
if you would listen to the podcast,
yeah.
The Cappy Cast,
I've
been crushing these dudes all season. I've lost bet after bet after bet because I said they weren't even going to make the playoffs.
We know you're anti-Charger.
Mm-hmm.
Answer the question. Are you anti-Padre?
I am not anti-Padre. Now, I do have a whole problem with the organization. I've documented that. But,
Where is it documented?
Yeah, where is it documented?
I documented it yesterday.
No, I'm saying, is it documented?
No, like, it's actually not in paper, not in hard copy. No.
I have a feeling you're going to be asked for evidence today, apparently, on many
fronts. Did AJ Preller piss you off? Or
AJ Preller?
Oh, yeah. Seidler?
No, Peter Seidler. Peter Seidler, I have.
Shouldn't he be, like, a big, you should get Peter Seidler to, like, buy Seidled. I mean, Seidler sided. I mean, come
on. It's a natural fit.
Well, would it surprise you to hear that he might be involved in some way?
Good. No that would way. Be great.
Maybe.
Is that why you're not anti-Padres?
Probably. That's probably what's hanging me on
okay,
a little
fair.
Bit.
Okay, fair. That's fair.
Could be hanging on
you
a
You're also
bit.
Still a little nasally. What's going
well,
on?
Well, I know. I did. I had a little something, but I've gotten through my Z-Pack, my bootleg Z-Pack.
Yeah,
bootleg.
Back yeah. alley Z-Pack.
Right? But yeah. I'm through it all, so
good.
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good now.
Well, I'm going to go to the game.
Astros down to their last
big
strike.
Moment, though. Nice. Yeah, tying run at the plate.
Tying run
two
at the
outs,
plate.
Greg.
Are you sitting in the stands and eating nachos tonight?
I'm sitting in the stands and eating helmet nachos.
So I was told.
With an earbud in, listening to the ESPN broadcast.
40 seconds on delay. I was told that, because I asked, I said, well, can we get credentials
I
for the game?
I asked the same thing, and I was told you and Travis were getting a
right.
credential.
I have a credential to go down in the field and all that stuff, and Travis and I are the two credential guys, so you can only get
shame.
Two per station.
Right, but if you're not using it.
No, well, I am using it to like go down on the field and stuff like that beforehand, but the ultimate.
What are you doing on the field beforehand?
I'm
hobnobbing.
I'm talking to people.
Hobnobbing.
Yeah, hobnobbing.
Okay,
getting some inside
highfalutin
inside info.
Yeah,
some inside info. You know, I can be an insider too.
Yeah, right.
I'm like
these guys would be outsiders. I mean, they're NBA insiders,
right,
but
NBA
you,
insider.
Right?
I'm an MLB insider.
MLB outsiders.
Yeah,
he is tonight.
And I'm
you and Ken Rosenthal schmoozing
me,
together.
Ken, who else? Buster.
Jason Stark.
Yeah.
Are you wearing that? To
Tim
the game?
Kirchin?
No, I have a regular shirt on underneath.
So you're not going to
but it's
cheerlead?
Get chilly at some point tonight, isn't it?
Well, I'll put it on by the time
yeah.
I get to my seat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, I can't even imagine what's going to happen over the next few hours.
Yeah, it's fireworks.
Cappy came dressed like for a court case.
Well, I came dressed for Live Imaging Tuesday. I'm pretty disappointed that Morales, who's always wearing a sport jacket and a nice pocket square, very, very underwhelming
John
gear
has got
today.
His golf gear on. He's ready to go.
Very underwhelming.
All right, guys, have a great... I will be listening in the parking traffic at Dodger Stadium.
Heading to Dodger Stadium,
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And we'll have complete coverage of the game tomorrow, obviously.
And complete coverage of Cappy's petition. It'll be like House of the Dragon, the petition.
Did you watch House of the Dragon?
For a Tidemark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that what it's called, Tidemark?
Yes.
Yeah.
Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. See you tomorrow. Shedano and Cappy coming up next, and then Dodgers-Padres at 6:30. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.